your stock pick, though, outside of those two?
Yeah, so I mean, those two deals very different. If you look at sort of the Growthpoint Capital and Regional, I mean, that's Growthpoint externalizing their business, looking at potentially an asset that's cheap yield and also undervalued currency. So there will be some opportunities there. It just depends on price. The EPRA NAV on that is about 52 pence. What we've liked for some time, I think, in the property space is more sort of smaller defensive type properties. We like a company called Fairvest. It's a very niche portfolio, 3.3 billion plus, about 48 properties. It's doing very well at the lower end of the market where they're not battling with high vacancies or while retail sales have slowed, it hasn't slowed to the extent that it's gone negative. Mm-hmm. This is a company still growing distribution growth quite healthy. In this market, it's probably doing about 6% plus and also seeing decent improvement in their NAV. The share has come up a little bit to 190 cents a share. They're guiding towards positive distribution, which probably puts them on a reasonable yield of a forward yield of about 11%. So we think it's one the lower end showing a lot of value.
Okay, one to watch. Let's leave it there, Nessie. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Nessie Chetty is with Stanhope.